So Peter Walsh, the leader of the Victorian Nationals and deputy opposition leader, has written a letter to the editor talking about the fact that we need to get out of this lockdown mode or lockdown thinking. And he joins us on the show this morning. Peter, good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, obviously the usual way we get stuff from politicians is via media releases, etc. Why a letter to the editor?
It's something I've done for years, guys. It's particularly for our smaller country papers. They seem to like those that form of communication and run it quite regularly. So we all tailor our communication programs or the way we do it to get the maximum uptake. So country papers, little country papers seem to like it.
It's nice to see that, but the message you need to get across, or you feel you need to get across, is we've got to end this snap lockdown.
Well, we've got to end statewide lockdowns. We understand where there is hotspots, there will be lockdowns. I accept that. And we're seeing that in New South Wales now. But let's do it by postcodes or by local government area. Why should someone in Mildura or Mallacoota be locked down when there's a case in Melbourne, when they are 6 hours drive away? I think one of the sensible things we've seen with what's happening in New South Wales at the moment is instead of having a hard lockdown on the border up here, we're actually seeing the police out using their number plate recognition, using their booze buses, checking people as they go through. But we haven't got these long queues on the border. The issues around border permits for those that live 100 metres inside New South Wales or Victoria. So there is some common sense prevailing at the moment on the New South Wales-Victorian border. What we'd like to see is when there is hotspots, yes, a postcode gets locked down, maybe a local government area, but why should we lock down the whole state when literally hours and hours away there is no cases?
So when the police bring in this new technology, this number plate recognition, do you think that'll be the end of the border patrols as such, and that'll be all we'll need in the future?
Well, it's technology they've had for a number of years. The Sheriff's Department use it quite well. When there's major events on somewhere in Victoria, you'll find the Sheriff's Department sets up and does the number plate recognition to get catch people that have got a whole heap of unpaid fines. So there is ways of doing it now without the hard border lockdown, but making sure we keep our people safe.
With Daniel Andrews back in harness, well, he's out of harness actually, but back in the job anyway, do you foresee sort of much change in policy, or do you think he's sort of been, I guess, pulling the strings from his sickbed anyway?
Well, what time will tell. I suppose the other thing when we talk about lockdowns that we'd like to see being instigated is the rapid testing. That we have a Queensland company that developed a rapid test that is 90-something percent accurate, that's been used right around the world except in Australia. As I understand it, all those people who went to the G7, when the Prime Minister went to the G7, every day all those people involved there had a rapid test. Obviously, if they come up positive, they go and get the full test, but it's a way of actually solving some of the problems I think we've created here in Australia. If, for argument's sake, all our airline staff had a rapid test when they came on shift, or if people wanted to go and visit their loved ones in an aged care or a hospital, if they had a rapid test, you'd very quickly know whether they were potentially positive. And that would also be a way of actually freeing up the community a lot more.
With all these things that are going on in the past 18 months, Peter, that we've all been aware of, and do you think it's time for a bit more bipartisan sort of work in Parliament where you actually come up with good ideas instead of arguing, you try and work together? Have you put out your hand to the government to come up with these suggestions?
Yes, we have. Last year we put out two versions of a document that we called Back to Work, Back in Business, which had a whole range of programs in there, some of which the government have adopted in a not exactly the same, but a very similar format around assistance for business. The one that hasn't been picked up necessarily as well as this issue we've just been talking about with lockdowns by LGA or by postcode, and the one that I've been following for a while is the technology that, as I said, was developed in Queensland, is being used all around the world, but not being used in Australia for some strange reason, about rapid testing that would have solved that issue that we had with the airline steward who was positive and then had did a number of flights between Sydney and Brisbane, as I understand it. So that wouldn't have happened if there was rapid testing before the airline crews went on shift,
yeah.
Before people went to visit someone in their aged care. We had people ringing us who had loved ones in aged care who were in local government areas that had never, ever had COVID, but they still weren't able to go and see them. And I just find in today's society with the technology we had available, that's just not appropriate.
No, it's not. Yeah, we don't want to lose the human side of all of this as well. And no, there have been some very, very sad cases, that's for sure. Well, Peter, yeah, sort of concerning times, I guess, nationally right at the moment, but let's hang in there and hope that we get through this little blip, which I'm sure we will. So we appreciate your time this morning, mate, and talk to you again very soon.
Thanks, guys. Just remember that one word. Let's have some common sense.
Yep, indeed. All right, all the best, Peter. Thanks very much indeed.
Thank you.
Peter Walsh, the head of the Nationals in Victoria and deputy opposition leader.
Yeah, really my point there about the time to work together, really, isn't it? Time to stop this party politics malarkey and just try and get it all done. But everyone's learning as they go,
yeah.
By the look of things.
I didn't want to point out at the end, too, that common sense is
actually
two words.
Yeah, I did. We looked at each other there and said, not the way I spell it, mate.
No, I just made sure I let the call go before I mentioned it.